Jean Te Huia is the CEO of Ngā Maia, the Māori Midwives of Aotearoa. Today we are acknowledging the passing of Ripeka Ormsby, who is a midwife, one of the key people actually, at the centre of that landmark 2019 Hastings attempted uplift of a newborn. She has died after a short illness. Now, her funeral was held in Hiritaunga over the weekend. The video investigation into that uplift, called New Zealand's own Taken Generation, helped spark four inquiries into Oranga Tamariki and an urgent Waitangi Tribunal hearing. Fellow midwife Jean Te Huia also featured in that investigation. She's with us now. Thanks for your time, Jean. Tēnā koe.
Oh, good morning. Tēnā koe.
It's really sad to hear of Ripeka's passing. You and I spoke before about how we need more Māori midwives, but I share with the whānau and their sadness that they are going through more maira. Ripeka, haere atura. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with Ripeka, if you'd be so kind, Jean.
Oh, well, my relationship with Ripeka goes back 30-plus years. Kahununu is a very small place, and I met Ripeka in her early 20s, and she was a great sportswoman and great netball and hockey player for Mangaroa. And so as youth, we often cross paths. I wasn't a player myself. I would take my daughters down to the netball courts, and Ripeka was always there. And then for a period of time, almost 8 years, we worked together side by side on the Tomona freezing workers chain. So she was a freezing worker, and her whānau were third and fourth generation freezing workers at Tomona Freezing Works, at Nelson's Freezing Works in Hastings. And when the redundancies happened in 1986 and the freezing works closed, many of us went on to re-educate ourselves. I returned to nursing and midwifery, and I met Ripeka as her midwife. And so I did a home birth with Ripeka and birthed her baby at her kāinga at Kūpātiki Marae. Ripeka lives across the road from the marae at Kūpātiki with her husband Wayne, and we birthed together her youngest child. And I said to her at the time, "Ripeka, you need to come and be a Māori midwife." And it sparked a tiny thread of thought in her, and within 3 years she was doing her training and went on to be a wonderful, wonderful Māori midwife for Kahununu, a gracious colleague, a courageous and loyal co-worker, and a mana wahine toa in the things that she did and the things she believed in, and in the trials and tribulations that she fought for her hapu mama and their whānau. And we will sadly miss Ripeka, and she has left a huge void in our service as a Māori midwife, but also for the whānau and the community, for her own immediate whānau. And the loss is, I haven't even come to terms with it yet. The fact that she was so young, she had so much to offer, and to have been taken so early in her life is just a devastation to many.
Tēnā koe, Jean. And mui mai rā to Ripeka. Look, she delivered over 1,000 pēpi, which we should acknowledge, but was also instrumental in highlighting the situation about baby uplift, and subsequently numerous investigations into the practice, and I'm pleased to note changed attitudes to that unsavoury practice. And much of that can come down to Ripeka for shining a light on what was happening. Many of us wouldn't have known just how serious it is and the long-term implications of this pēpi uplift kaupapa that has since been modified. So she'll go down as being very instrumental in the changing attitudes. How important is it that we are reminded of her contribution in that space?
Yes. I think that what she did was highlight a huge problem. I'm disappointed, however, that we haven't gone enough to curb the ongoing and continued behaviour that our government organisations have to hapu mama. I think we still have a way to go before we can actually park that agenda and say, oh, it's changed. And I have faith that there will be others listening who will want changes. Many people say, oh, this is a Māori problem, but it's not. If we have a look around the world and we look at other Indigenous cultures and countries around the world, the same behaviour has been impacted on their hapu mama. We look at Australia, Canada, United States of America, and we can see that their hapu mama have also undergone huge changes in the way they traditionally birthed and stripped of their cultural identity, stripped of their traditional birthing knowledge and practices, and eroded the very heart and fabric of whānau. And so, you know, the fight, it continues, and it's an enduring fight that many Māori midwives will agree needs to change for the better of our Māori hapu māma.
Well, thank you for acknowledging Ripika's contribution and her tragic passing. Our thoughts are with her whānau as they come to terms with that. And as always, appreciate you sharing some perspectives about this important area for our people and your willingness to do so regularly. Thank you again, Jean.
Kia ora.
Tēnā hui.
Ngā mihi. Kia ora koutou.
Tēnā hui. Jean Te Huia with us, who's the CEO of Ngā Maia, the Māori Midwives Association, acknowledging the contribution and sad passing of Ripika Ormsby. Moi mai rā, Ripika.